young age. But somehow, between his upbringing and the present time, he discovered arrogance. Got arrogant with it. If you read the text, you will almost discern that Samson is a little bit arrogant. Yeah, because I'm strong and I look good and I got this hair that's sitting on my head, I know I'm the bomb. I know I got God's strength on me. I know I can do what it is, whatever it is I want to do. Well, how can you tell that, Pastor? Well, the Bible says that he saw a woman and he wanted to be with her before Delilah. Now, pay attention. It doesn't say he loved her.
Make it plain. Make it plain.
It just says he just wanted to be with her. He didn't say he loved it her. Y'all talk back to me. Amen. Have you ever dealt with somebody that say they love you but really don't? Y'all ain't saying that back to me. Act like they love you but they really don't. They say they love you but they actually say something totally different. Amen. I love you. No, you don't, because you act in the pure fool. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, be careful who you fall in love with. Because he ended up marrying this woman. Right? Before he married her, he had tasked the men with a riddle. Right? And the riddle was about the lion that he had killed earlier. Right? And so the men in the country go and tell his wife, why, get this answer from Samson. Samson finally gave her the answer after playing around with her. You know, don't you hate people that's always playing around? Right. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. You trying to be serious? And they always playing, always got jokes. Samson, see, this is the attitude that Samson had. He just thought he could do whatever it is he wanted to do. The why in his life had not been answered yet. And so he finally gives her an answer, and the men are able to answer. And so he's kind of, you can tell he's a little bit mad with that. He's mad, he's upset, almost like he's kind of through with her. But I can understand, because the Bible said that he never said he loved her. He never indicated that it was true love. So here this man is thinking that he's everything in a bag of chips and he can do whatever it is he wants to do because he has the power of God over his life. And that he's sent to do something, and even though he's sent to do something, he can act a pure fool while he's doing it. Be careful. But I got a word for you. The enemy knew Samson was going to Delilah.
Oh, yes.
How do you know? Because you and I both operate like this. We give away our heart by our actions. Y'all don't want to smile back at me. I can tell you where your heart is by what you do. Hallelujah. I can tell you where your heart is by how you act. I can tell you where your heart is by what you say. By what's important to you. Amen. You give away your heart by your actions. And some of your heart ain't really with God. You see, Delilah didn't mean Samson any good.
All right.
She didn't mean Samson any good. But look what it says in Judges 16:4. You can read it for yourself when you get home. That he loved Delilah. I got a question. How you going to love a harlot? Prostitute. I gonna say the other three-letter word, y'all gonna think I ain't saved. How you gonna love a harlot who goes to bed with other folk? And the same thing we saying about each other is the same thing God says about us. How you gonna love something else? Here I am, I supply you, I keep you, I bless you, I make ways out of no ways, and still you give your heart to somebody else. How dare you? Boy, y'all ain't clapping your hands. Some of y'all don't. It's the truth. It's because your why has not been answered. It's not the how and the what. Why do you want to be saved? I want to be saved because he first loved me. I love the Lord because he kept me. I want to be with God. Why do you want to be with God? What is your why, saints? What is your why? Search your mind, search your soul, search your spirit. Why are you saved? Woo, I hear some of y'all on the head. Some of y'all don't even know why you saved. Because I love God. Why do you love God? What do you know about God that causes you to love him? Because it's something my mama told me. When you going to research it for yourself? Why do you want to be saved? Because some of us show don't act like it. We say we saved, but we cussing everybody out. We say we saved, but we out there fornicating and sinning. We say we saved, but don't want to give God no praise. We say we saved, but don't want to come to prayer service. But we'll hit the blunt. Why do you want God? He already gave us his why. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Because he loves us. But why do you love God? What is your why for existing?
Boy, it's quiet up in here.
Amen. You heard him, Pastor. You heard him.
Y'all don't want to talk back to me now.
Name of him.
And so here, because his why hadn't been answered, he goes into the parlor, let's call it. Falls in love with a prostitute. Let me let you know something. Everything you do, somebody watching you. Y'all ain't saying nothing about tuna. Everything you do, somebody is paying attention to you. Because what they did was they caught up with Delilah and said, Delilah, old girl, we'll give you $1,100. A lot of money during that time. We'll give you 1,100 pieces of silver in order for you to get the secret as to what Samson's strength is. Y'all ain't paying attention to me. When you're working for God and you're doing it his way, there are going to be people that's trying to figure out where your strength comes from. How you're able to do what it is you're able to do, and God is sustaining you through and through. By and by, the devil's going to send a Delilah your way to get you to reveal your secret. But you can't go put your head on Delilah's lap. And Delilah could be anybody. For the man, it could be the woman. For the woman, it could be the man. In today's world, you know.
Yeah.
sent her to be a spy for them.
Yes.
You got people spying on you.
Oh, yes.
They want to know how you act, what you do. Why is it that you say you love the Lord so much? They trying to figure out a way to pull you down. They want to claw at you and don't want to leave no marks on your body. They want to hit you where it's internal and it's not external. See, because external wounds heal. But internal, you can die from internal pain. They want to get you where you can't do nothing about it. There are spies in the camp. They're not haters, because you know where a hater stands. A spy will stand afar off and watch you do what you do and mimic you and record what it is you're doing, and then when they want to approach you, they will approach you with the thing that causes you to be at your weakest point. I'm not talking about a hater, because a hater just run their mouth. A hater just try to get in your way, and God knows that you already dealt with haters in your life, but now you need to know that you got some spies that's trying to tear you down. They don't want to know who you are personally, but they watching you afar off.
They spying on you, man.
Then you got some people that say they love you, really don't have no, don't even know what love is. They are lusters. Y'all stay with me now. A lover gives, lust takes. A lust will take every single time. Somebody that's lusting after you, simply taking from you and not giving you nothing in return.
Woo! Preachers!
Mia, let me let you in on a little secret here. Delilah did not love Samson.
That's right.
That ain't the secret. The secret is this. When you love someone, you can't be bought. Here, let me make it plain. When you really love God, when you really, really love the Lord, you cannot, you will not, you will not allow yourself to be bought off. Y'all ain't talking back to me. What do you mean bought off? You ain't gonna go do something you ain't got no business doing. You ain't gonna lose your mind if somebody walk off from you. You ain't gonna go crazy. You not gonna cuss nobody out. You can't buy me off, because I love the Lord too much. But if you don't love the Lord, then you can be bought off easily. But I need some folk that cannot, that will not, that refuse not to be bought off by anything the devil throws your way, that you will stand, but you won't break, you won't bend. You will give God everything. And every time you come into the Lord's house, you will give him glory. Look at somebody say, I can't be bought. I can't be bought. Now, if you know they lying, tell them stop lying.
Stop lying.
Woo.
That lip service, man.
When you love God, you can't be bought. When you love God, you get convicted when you do something wrong. The real love of God convicts you over the littlest thing. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. If you don't feel nothing when you cuss somebody out, the love of God ain't over your life. I'm telling you. But when you do something you had no business doing and God's love is hovering over your life, you feel convicted about what you did. That's God telling you, don't Don't allow yourself to be bought off. Don't you go crazy. Don't you lose your mind. If you say you love me, act like it. What's your why for loving me? Why do you love me? And if you say it, you better mean it. Boy, y'all looking at me crazy. I ain't got no prosperity message for you today. I ain't telling you ain't gonna get no $100,000 from running around your house anytime. Your soul is at stake. Amen. And that's more important than any goal that you could ever achieve. So she said, Delilah said as well. She said, Samson, tell me. Tell me how. What's the secret to your strength? And so Samson, see, this is what gets me. Samson knew that she was playing for the other team.
Go ahead, Pastor. Say that again. She's playing for the other team. Yeah.
So he started playing around with her. And so, you know, he started giving her false answers. Samson, tell me. Samson played with her. Now, the thing with Samson is, see, now Delilah represents the world.
Yes.
And when you're not all in with Christ,
all right,
you'll play around with the world.
Go ahead, man.
Y'all don't want to look at me today. When you ain't all in, you'll dabble in the world. Let me smoke that blunt to myself.
Nobody knows.
Creep over to somebody. Let me close my eyes and think, I don't know what I'm talking about. Sneak over here in somebody's house. Let me cuss somebody out. And he posted on Facebook. Let me do some things that's contrary to the love of God. You say you love the Lord, but when you're not all in with Christ, you'll dabble in the world. You'll play around with it. You do some things you ain't got no business doing. And then we'll say things like this. God knows my heart. God knows I love him so. He knows my heart. The Lord forgave me already. That's why I prayed before I did it, because I knew I was going to lose. When you're not sold out to Christ, you will play around with the world. It also lets you know that your why has not been answered. Your how and your what have. But your why between you and God has not been addressed. And if you don't answer that why, you'll keep playing around with God. Word of God says, seek me while I may be found. You don't want to look for God and be like Samson and know that the power of God has departed from you. So the world, just like Delilah, she worked Samson.
Yes, she did.
As much as he was working her, she was working him. Put that sweet voice on him.
Go ahead,
come here, baby boo. Lay your head in my lap. Rub your head. Then when she didn't get what she wanted, she started crying.
Don't you see it? You love me. Why are you doing me like this?
Samson, you don't really love me. Now, she told Samson that, but Samson had already professed. The word of God had already said that he loved her. So she was playing him. She was working him over. That's why you got to watch out for Delilah's lap, because Delilah's lap represents the world. And the world will tell you whatever it is it can to get you to let down your guard. But you got to be determined not to let down your guard for nobody. And you got to figure out, listen, as much as I disagree with some of the things he teaches, I saw Creflo Dollar say something. If you involved with somebody that say they love you, ask them some questions. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. You got to question where their heart is. Figure it out what it is that they say they love. Amen. This is some of the things he was saying. How do I know you love me? What do? Do you live with your mama? Do you got your own job? Do you pay taxes? Are you running from somebody? Are you really married? Or are you playing around? You got to really know where people stand. How is it when you get mad? Do you hit? Do you put holes in walls? Do you hit people? What it is that you do? What's going on with you? How do I really know that you love me? What's going on? Do you owe taxes to the government? How many kids you got that I don't know about? Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. You got to really ask some questions of the people that say they love you. Boy, y'all looking at me tough. I guess you looking at me tough because you ain't asking questions yet. And you might be sitting next to the person that you want to ask a question to, but you scared to move. You got to watch out for Delilah's lap. You got to watch out for the liar. You got to watch out for her spirit or his spirit or whomever you're dealing with. Inspect the spirit. Try the spirit by the spirit. Stop just giving your heart out for whatever. Try the spirit by the spirit. Because Delilah's spirit is enticing. It's seductive.